Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Please gamble responsibly.
All right, back on special Halloween edition of the Daily Tip. And because of the baseball gods smiling down on us, we also get a Game 6 of the World Series on All Hallows Eve. Even though I think we decided All Hallows Eve is like the day before Halloween, but you get what I'm saying here.
Did I get it wrong yesterday? I said it yesterday.
Am I wrong?
I mean, I used Eve, and I'm like, it has to be the day before, but maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot.
Honestly, I don't really care, and I'm not going to Google it. So we have bigger things to worry about, James.
I won't even Bing it. No.
God. I haven't heard that in a while. Yeah. Between like Claude and Bing, you are more in the weeds of technology than I will ever be. And you see the effort used for me, where I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to Google it.
Like, I don't really care. I'll take your word for it.
So we were talking about that trend earlier where it's like, you know, real life terrors as opposed to like, oh, haunted houses and werewolves and witches. So for the Dodgers, a haunted house, but it's just Vladdy Jr. up to bat. A haunted house, but it's 22-year-old Trey Savage just smiling from ear to ear and saying, this is my 7th big league start. And then he mows you down and strikes out 12. So right now it feels like the walls are kind of coming in for the Dodgers as they face elimination tonight at the hands of the Blue Jays. And Jenks, I have this crazy feeling that it's like the Blue Jays are going to win the World Series, and yet they're not going to be favored in a single game of the World Series. This is such a bananas fall classic.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself tonight. Halloween. Keep sick of the World Series. I'm trying to get a dub tonight. I got a college football play tonight. I want to win in the World Series. We're going to a costume contest, and we better win. Because I got up this morning, I went to bed early, and I woke up to arts and crafts in the living room. The lovely Catherine is working on the lantern fly as we speak. But yeah, it's been awesome, and I just feel like that. The market, maybe it's me too. Like, it's my own fault where I keep betting on the Dodgers thinking, okay, this is the Dodgers' time. This is the Dodgers' time. And you know what? It just hasn't been the Dodgers' time. Okay, after game three, you thought, this is when the Dodgers take over, right? This is going to be too much. It's going to be too much for the Blue Jays. But the Blue Jays have been so resilient. And if you go back to the regular season, we forget how good they were during the regular season. So it's not necessarily a surprise to people who have been following Toronto. It's just that we tend to not follow the Blue Jays. I think there were other storylines that we were focused on, but the Blue Jays have been great all year and the best hitting team in the postseason by far, even more so than the Dodgers, and that's been the real difference here.
Well, and the other thing is that you look at both these lineups, and sure, the Blue Jays have some pop in their lineup, but you look at the Dodgers, and it's similar to like other sports where you give them credit for simply being in the postseason. It feels like the last, 15 years? And they've been in all these World Series where you say, okay, experience matters. Postseason, you know, experience matters. But then you look at the Blue Jays, and they're just curve breakers in every sense of the word. Where, again, you see somebody like Trey Savage, who is a rookie, who is putting up these numbers against the most feared lineup in baseball. And you see these guys at the bottom of the lineup for the Blue Jays who are producing. Where it's not just Vladdy Jr. You know, it's guys like Ernie Clement and Addison Barger, who's apparently sleeping on the pullout couch of somebody on the team. He doesn't even have his own place. So it's just wild, all the storylines in this game that feel like it's hard to predict, but this is what we love about sports. So now we look at this game and you look at the lines, and I will say this, odds makers have stopped posting plus 170 nonsense on the Blue Jays, and tonight it's only plus 120. Blue Jays home dogs, and Dodgers once again favored at a minus 140 price. So Jenks, I'll say this, if you do like the Dodgers today, you don't necessarily have to get creative. Mm-hmm. And I have said this in every single handicap, is that the Blue Jays offense looks unstoppable against every single pitcher with the exception of Yamamoto. And guess who's pitching tonight? Yamamoto, mm-hmm. who went a complete game and only allowed 4 hits last time around against the Blue Jays. So do we look at this game, we say, okay, Yamamoto's amazing. There is a chance that he could be amazing yet again after back-to-back complete games. Or you say, hey, this is like in roulette where the wheel hits double zero twice in a row and you should not bank on that happening yet again. Because I would say, like, he's probably not going to go complete game here, but there is still a good chance he could have a very, very good showing.
I mean, he can't do this again, can he? Can he?
I said that last game.
I know.
It's like, he's not going complete
game. Maybe he could. And the crazy thing is, too, is that if he wins this, I would put, depending on how you feel about this matchup, if you think the Dodgers are going to win tonight, it's going to be because Yoshi Yamamoto pitches out of his mind. So put a sprinkle on Yamamoto to win MVP, if that's what you think is going to happen. Can he do it 3 straight times? 3 straight complete games? I mean, his numbers are stupid over his past 2 outings. 18 innings, 2 earned runs, mm-hmm. 15 strikeouts. That's old school right there. And he's been at his best on the road this season, Chelsea. 9-4, 2.13 ERA. Opponents are batting 168 against him. If you like the Dodgers, it's a cheap price. Put a sprinkle on Yamamoto, and you probably cash. I think maybe he gets the MVP, depending on Shohei. But the big butt, the big elephant in the room, I was going to say the big butt in the room, whatever, is the Blue Jays and how they are hitting the baseball. Like, can he shut them down again? I kind of have a feeling, here's the thing, I'm putting all the numbers in front of me, and I'm like, Dodgers, 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 but my gut kind of tells me this is the Blue Jays. It kind of tells me this is their time. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Kevin Gausman, by the way, in his last 5 playoff starts, ERA under 3. If he pitches well and Yamamoto pitches well, what's the difference? The way Toronto is hitting the ball. Because the Dodgers will get some home runs, like a couple solo shots. The Blue Jays will have big innings. Vladdy's playing out of his mind, batting .415 during the postseason. I kind of think it's the Jays.
Yeah, the missed opportunity is the big butt in the room is Vladdy Jr. He's got some cake, and boy, can he
does.
Hit. So I think for me is that if your question mark is, and this is a crazy statement and question to be making, can we count on the Dodgers lineup to produce? Like, that's the craziest thing to me, is you look up and down this lineup, and you're like, there's no way this team isn't scoring 6 runs a night. But it's just they have these huge holes in the lineup where it's like, okay, Ohtani has finally caught fire. You know, Freddie Freeman's usually pretty dependable. Mookie Betts, I think, is like 3-for-23. His last 23 appearances, he's having an atrocious World Series from an offensive standpoint. They had to take Andy Páez out of the lineup because he was so bad. So it's just one of those things where it's like they have these black holes in their lineups where you can't depend on them to score runs. And then the opposite is true for the Blue Jays. So, Jenks, I feel like instead of playing a side in this game, how about a total? Because if you trust Yamamoto to be at least decent in this game, and think about it, it's an elimination game. All of the cards are on the table. The Dodgers will be using their absolute best relievers. And think about the Blue Jays. Like you mentioned this, Kevin Gausman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
And I know all of the headlines were about Yamamoto, last matchup, and rightfully so. But Kevin Gausman was right there with him for most of the outing. He still had a quality start and only gave up three runs over six good innings. So I feel like if you can get an under eight for a decent price, I think that's what I would like better.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll tell you on that. I'll let you do the work. That's a good idea. I mean, it's all hands on deck.
Almost there, though. I was accumulating what you were saying. So, like, yeah. That's the thing is, like, we talk this out, and your talking points were like, hey, both these pitchers are good. So that, to me, it's like, hey, don't play a side, play a total.
I think that's a good idea. So let's look for an eight. That's going to be my goal for the rest of this show, is to look for an eight, maybe pay attention, and not think about your chicken tortilla Croctober recipe. Is that what it's called? Chicken tortilla soup?
Nailed Close? It. It was chicken enchilada soup.
Oh,
but I have already achieved your show goal of finding an eight. It's minus 140 for the under. I feel like that's the play, right? Like, desperation spot. And, like, think about the Blue Jays, too, because I know it's not an elimination game for them, but, like, do they really want to go to game seven? Like, that's when the other team gets momentum. So I feel like if I'm the Blue Jays, I am keeping my foot on the gas pedal tonight, and I am putting in all of my best relievers and not keeping anything, you know, in the gas tank for game six. You got to close it out tonight. So I feel like the under's the play. Like, maybe the sabotage factor is that we finally see something from the Dodgers lineup. Because it's not going to be crazy if, like, Mookie Betts starts finally hitting. But again, like, this is the best pitching matchup that we have seen in the World Series thus far. Like, the Blue Jays have had the number of Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, but they haven't hit Yamamoto. And maybe he doesn't get to a complete game. What's that saying about, like, shoot for the moon and you'll land among the stars? Maybe that's what we'll see from Yamamoto tonight, is maybe just a quality start where he goes six innings and gives up two.
Well, that would be just fine. I think it's unrealistic to think he can replicate what we've seen. But if he does, then he's the story, not Shohei for the Dodgers. Unless Shohei hits, like, three home runs, which he absolutely could do. And also, when it comes to narratives, if it's all things being equal, is it going to be Shohei? But I just keep going back to the Blue Jays. I can't wait to talk to Andrew Cayley from Covers, and he's coming up in our final hour. And Andrew is such a nice guy and also a massive Blue Jays fan. I think more than anything, I think I'm going to go with you here. I'm going to go with the under, but I love how good this World Series has been. I think that's what I love more than anything. Mm-hmm. Whether it ends tonight or not, when you think about the 18-inning game, when you think about Shohei, when you think about the Blue Jays suddenly, you know, rising up and Vladdy Jr. leading the way and getting contributions from everyone, you think about Yoshi, you think about Savage. I mean, this has been a hell of a World Series. This has been great for baseball, and we're not done yet. So I'm just pumped.
Yeah, and as YouTube TV subscribers, we still get Fox, damn it. So that's nice. But yeah, I got a little twinge of sadness just because it has been such a great World Series, and there's a chance it ends tonight. That makes me sad. All right, Jenks, I want to throw one more play out there, because whenever we talk about totals, we usually talk about the first five under as well, because if you believe in both pitchers, it's the under is minus 115. Under four, minus 115 in the first five. Do we like that better, or do you say, hey, for guys that maybe go longer than five, you give yourself a little bit more wiggle room and you take a full game?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I think maybe, you know what? Maybe we go first five. What number can we? Can we get a four? We get a four,
it's a four.
It's a four?
But I like here's my take, is that doesn't it feel like we've seen, like, a big inning from the Blue Jays every game?
Yeah.
And, like, what if that inning is, like, the bottom of the fifth? Like, that's what scares me, is that when we play these first five bets, they are usually a sweat. And maybe it won't be tonight, but I am just saying the reason that you play the full game is that you get a little bit more wiggle room. Say both of these pitchers have by the book quality starts, which is 6 innings, 3 runs. That's not a first five under if those runs obviously are scored in the first 5 innings. But, you know, if the total is 6 and we get to, like, you know, the 7th or 8th inning, I don't know. I just feel like usually I'm a first five under gal. But in this case, I think I like the full game. Like, it doesn't make me feel great to trust the relievers. But again, like, the stakes are so high that I feel like we will get the best effort and the best arms coming out of the pen, no matter how short of rest they've had. Or, hell, we might even see starters. Like, James, do you think that there is a way, and I feel like probably not since Ohtani just pitched, do you think there's a way we see Ohtani in this game at the end?
If that's what it takes, yeah. I mean, it's win or go home. So if you have to break out Shohei, and honestly, in a situation where you're talking about the Dodgers relievers, we know that's the one area. You know, if they bring out Emmett Sheehan, I don't know. I'd be like, oh, I don't know. Let me put it this way. I would rather lose with Shohei on the mound than some of the other relievers that the Dodgers have. Does that make sense?
Well, you also paid, what, $700 million for him?
Right.
So I can see you wanting to get your money's worth, but yes. I'm trying to remember. Did he just pitch last game? Like, a lot of this will depend on, you know, how many pitches he threw and a lot of that. Because I know somebody is screaming at the screen, like, tell me he just threw blah, 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 pitches. But listen, it's a World Series. And here's the thing that we've seen from Dave Roberts. Like, Yamamoto was warming up in that 18-inning marathon game. And, like, obviously he was on, you know, short rest there. So that's the thing. Like, when all of, you know, when everything's on the line in this game, I think this is when you throw, like, logic out the window. And you say, hey, we're going to throw our best arm. Ohtani's going to go out there. And you know Ohtani wants to win.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Ohtani, like, as much as a polite king as he is, he's a competitor. He loves winning. I saw him in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
So I don't know who wins this one. I think I have a slight lean towards the Blue Jays just because, like, it feels like the team of destiny thing. Plus, it's in Toronto, and Kevin Gausman has been pretty solid.
Yeah.
And we can't trust the Dodgers lineup. But I think the safe play, or the safer play, knock on wood, would be an under of some sort. So I think that's what I'm going to play under 8 in Game 6 of the World Series. Coming up next, it's Parlay Central. We've got Double D's Degenerate Parlay coming up along with the Squad Parlay. It's all next on Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.